This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is out of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on trailing back. Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name, I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Tuesday, November 19th. And my gosh, John Martin, it feels like we're all waiting on something. Waiting for that check to come. You know how that feels when you're waiting on that freelance check to come in the mail, John? Well, you don't anymore because you don't work on a freelance, baby, on a basis. You work on salary basis only. But you remember them days, brother?
I do remember those
when you're
days.
Waiting on that check.
I do remember
first and
days.
15th come around. That's how it feels waiting on this James Wiseman news. No, there is no news as of right now. We all move on while we wait. And as we do, your Memphis Grizzlies back in action tonight. John, a Memphis Grizzlies got a very good chance at winning for the fourth time in 5 games tonight as it brings in the Golden State Warriors, the crippled and hobbled Golden State Warriors. John, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well, man. Appreciate you asking. Yeah, we have a lot to get to on the show today. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Nick DiPaola. He'll join us. He, of course, covers the shoe industry for ESPN. And we always like to check in with Nick every now and then, kind of. Just to check in and check the temperature, right? Take the temperature of what's going on around the NBA. Luka Doncic is up for a new contract. We'll talk to him about that. But he also has an episode out on ESPN Plus and Sneaker Center about Penny Hardaway. He came down to Memphis a couple months back, and that episode is out. And so we will talk to him about spending some time with Penny, you know, what he learned, what he saw in the facility. Precious Achiuwa talked about how much of an influence Penny Hardaway is and was and continues to be. So we'll talk to Nick DiPaola about all of that at 11:25. 12:25, Brevin Knight, Mr. Keep Real, is going to join us. Been a while since we've caught up with him. We'll catch up with him about John Morant, about the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll ask him about these Milwaukee Bucks jerseys that are out. Cream City.
That feels dirty, you saying it.
Cream City. So Brevin and I are going to join us at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Clay Travis will join us. We will talk to him about Colin Kaepernick, get his thoughts on that.
I can't wait to hear what he thinks about the Kunta Kinte shirt.
And we'll talk to him about the Titans and the Vols and whatever else comes up with Clay Travis at 1:25. So anyway, that is the show today. We are, as always, looking forward to it. But yesterday over on Twitter, saw a tweet that, you know, I felt like was coming. I felt like was inevitable.
So it didn't rock your world?
No, it certainly did not rock my world. But is news nonetheless. Rick Barnes says, I don't want to play Memphis no more.
Is that how he did it, John?
I don't want to play Memphis no more. That is essentially, well, I don't know. That kind of sounds like Rick Barnes, doesn't it, though?
Yeah,
like,
except for the mo.
Yeah.
But pretty good there.
Yeah.
Age-wise, I think you hit it.
Vols coach Rick Barnes, this is according to Jimmy Himes. Vols coach Rick Barnes said earlier today he doesn't think UT Memphis series will be renewed after the three-game set is completed next year in Nashville, December 18th or 20th. Memphis hosted last year. UT will host December 14th this year. Memphis coach Penny Hardaway blasted Barnes last year. I ain't going to play Memphis no more.
I don't think so. You know, I don't see any real reason to play Memphis anymore.
You know, I really hate this.
How do we feel about this?
I hate it.
Because I've seen Knoxville's side of it. My gosh.
I mean, Rick Barnes has got to stop being such a snowflake about this. You know, I mean.
Oh, you knew this was coming. Stop acting like there's going to be some change of heart. You think anything they've done lately going to change his mind?
At what point, though, do cooler heads prevail in this situation, though? I mean, it's not like anybody's safety is at risk. I mean, yeah, there were some words exchanged. There were some things that happened in the course of the game last year and afterward. There were some fireworks. But isn't that good? Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that what you want in a home-and-home series? You want it to actually be interesting and entertaining?
Yes.
Isn't that what you want instead?
Would Pearl and Cal have dined at the same table in the same restaurant?
No.
Probably not.
I mean, they'd get
corner tables.
Hated each
they'd
other.
Still keep the series going.
They hated each other. But they were both smart enough to understand that this was a series worth keeping alive.
And I don't think Penny's the one that's saying,
I don't want to play Memphis.
I think Penny sees the value in it, too.
Penny said something about me.
Now, this is a point I haven't heard made, and I think you tell me if you think this is true. We're putting a lot of this in it from the Tennessee side, looks like all the eggs in this basket.
Yep.
But this, hey, look at what happened in the game. Look at how Memphis, look at what Penny did. No, I don't want to play them. We're putting it all there. I'll tell you this right now. I think Barnes wanted to cancel this thing as soon as Tubby Smith got the axe, is what I think.
Well, that's probably true.
See, that's where I think it goes back to. Now, maybe if things had gone a little bit rosier, right, during that game last year, but I'm with John. I mean, I think that just adds to it. We're putting this on, or at least some of us are putting this on this game last year, how tense it was when, quite frankly, you all know the deal, how the old school, when it comes to the old heads, when it comes to the NCAA, looked at Tubby's firing here after 2 years. They thought he got done wrong. That's the common sense I'm talking to you right now. And guys like Rick Barnes, who, look, they put this thing back together because they were two old friends.
Absolutely.
Let's remember how this thing got restored. It was because of those two's relationship. And they said, let's get it back on. I see some people have joked about it. Rick thought, too, hey, man, I could beat Tubby's tail three times. Well, might have gone that way, the way Rick's recruiting. That said, they put it together because they're friends again. And when Memphis got done the way it did, y'all saw the national story. You saw the way it was sort of the way it was presented to the rest of the country. Memphis doing Tubby Smith wrong. And I'll bet you Rick Barnes, for the most part, decided right there, you know what, I don't need to do this. Look at the way they're doing my friend. And so yes, maybe the game, right, sort of cements it for him, maybe.
Right.
But I tell you, I bet his mind was mostly made up before this. So this narrative that game is the reason and Penny's firing back, like these Vol fans will have you believe, is garbage. Because
no,
I tell you right now,
it is
they
garbage.
Rick Barnes didn't like the way it went down with Tubby Smith here, his friend who he put the series back together with.
Well,
period.
And I'm not even going to sit here and say that Rick Barnes is, or Tennessee is, scared of Memphis, because I'm actually going to give them credit. They've recruited very well.
I think we've done a good job of that, John, showing that we're not just sitting here with blue-colored glasses on, talking about and praising the job that Rick Barnes has done there, where he's got Tennessee right now.
I mean, so
recruiting at a level none of us thought he was going to do.
They're actually, in many respects, Memphis is at a level that it hasn't been in a long time, and Tennessee is arguably at a level that it's never been. I mean, in terms of recruiting and in terms of what they may or may not do over the next couple of years. I mean, they got the number 4 ranked recruiting class right now in 2020. They got Jaden Springer, obviously, who Memphis did want. Memphis was pursuing. So I'm not even gonna be the guy that comes on here and says that Rick Barnes and Tennessee are scared of Memphis. But what I am going to come on here and say is that if Tennessee as an administration is allowing what happened last year to be any kind of impetus for as to why this series is ending, it's stupid and it's short-sighted. And honestly, it's robbing two great fan bases of one of the best series and one of the best rivalries, you know, non-conference in college basketball.
Well, you're talking about now two very nationally relevant programs. That's why you want to keep playing it, because of what it does for your state. When you're talking about ESPN, they would look at this game and they'll say, wow, that's one we've got to get to, because why? You give the credit where it's due. Barnes has got them operating on a high level. Let's be real. They're going to be a top 25 program over the next few years. That wasn't just a flash in the pan thing. What he did with that team that started a bunch of guys right outside the top 100 that you give them all the credit in the world for coaching up for.
Yep.
He's raised them up to a level that they are now nationally relevant, just like Memphis. Just like Memphis, which just brought in the number one recruiting class, and every time you turn on SportsCenter, they're talking about Penny Hardaway, or Nick DePaula's dropping some new feature on him on ESPN+. I mean, that's why would you not want that for your state?
No doubt about it.
When you work to get to this point, right?
Absolutely.
And it's, we just saw Barnes at the coaches thing talking about how great basketball is, college basketball in the state of Tennessee. We remarked about it, how it's funny how he left Memphis and Penny Hardaway out, and maybe that's really what he thinks of it. But even if you don't respect it, don't you still see the value in it? Because, again, it's just putting your state, right, college basketball in your state that's operating now on a top 25 level pretty much for both programs, putting it on a national stage. That's a great thing for your fan base, for both fan bases. And, again, I take Penny out of this because I think he sees the value in it. Penny had it his way. He'd keep it going. Now, I've heard him say, too, maybe you want to tie football to it, and yeah, you're getting caught up in it. But if this is a – Penny, we've heard him say, too, he sees the value. When it's Memphis and Tennessee, it's great for the entire state. But now, again, the difference is you've got two programs that the rest of the nation are watching. Why not put them on a national stage? That's the point. But, again, I would tell you, Barnes had no intention of doing that once he saw the way that Tubby Smith was done here. And if you're going to go that argument, right – then you probably don't understand the inside workings of how this was going. Because, again,
this is why
we've done that with the old coaches that have weighed in why you had to make the change.
Well, this is why as an administration you step in, right? Like there are some series that – like Josh didn't want to play Tennessee. We knew that. Josh did not want to play Tennessee. Tom Bowen basically said you're playing Tennessee. At some point, obviously –
It's more about your fans than it is the actual coach holding the seat.
It is.
In his opinion.
It's about revenue.
Yes.
It's about exposure. It's about attention. I mean, when we were sort of introduced to this concept, right, this Tennessee showcase, because isn't Middle Tennessee involved in this in some way too, this event?
That the event in Nashville, I think, is supposed to include some other games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of what this is building toward, right, is this culmination of the state of Tennessee being at a high level in college basketball. So that's what we were sold.
This reeks of they're beneath us, to your point.
You know, like, Rick Pitino and John Calipari hated each other. That was established. John Calipari and Bruce Pearl did not like each other. But everybody in those situations, in those series, realized and recognized the benefits for the fans of playing the games. Like, sometimes you have to put yourself to the side. Sometimes things are bigger than just you, you know? Like, first of all, Memphis doesn't need Tennessee on its schedule. Like, Memphis is going to be fine. They're gonna find someone else. Now, it's not going to be as fun, probably. Like, there's not going to be the history, you know, that Memphis has to say. But it's not like Memphis is sitting around begging Tennessee to play in basketball. For a long time, as Cog has pointed out, Tennessee wanted that. Tennessee wanted the basketball game, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not like Memphis is you know, life will go on. Life will be fine. But it's a shame. It's a shame that we can be so selfish in this sport where it's just so obvious that this is the right thing to do. This is the right series and the right game to play. And we're talking about ending it for why? Because Rick Barnes didn't like the way Tubby Smith was done.
Yeah.
That Rick Barnes doesn't appreciate or respect the way Penny Hardaway goes about his job. That's your prerogative. That's fine. But to me, that really should never come into a play. Like, as long as like you're never threatened directly or you're never in any kind of danger, like the game should be played. And like I said, I go back to it. I think if Tennessee allows Rick Barnes' sort of own prejudices as it relates to how Tubby Smith was done or whatever, if they allow that to come in between this game being continued or not, it is a shame and it is a disservice to their fans.
No, I don't know why anyone's surprised. This restoring of the rivalry was born out of friendship between the two coaches, and it's ending based on, I think, Barnes looking at it, his friend was crossed. And, again, if you're looking at I get the friendship. Right, the deep tie, the relationship, and that's why you ultimately make the decision. But again, even Rick Barnes, right, who knows money, he knows finance. We saw him flirting with UCLA, saw him talking all about it and the money there. He would understand the situation if presented to him. Memphis fans, right, weren't gonna do this anymore with Tubby Smith. It just wasn't going to work out, and common sense would tell you that. So again, the idea that you're gonna cancel what's clearly two goods. It's good right now, Knox. If basketball in Knoxville, basketball in Memphis, good right now.
Yep.
To cancel out is selfish. There's no question about it. And again, because you understand, yes, your friend, even in your eyes, got crossed, but you understand right now that both fan bases won. And I tell you this too, this back and forth, because we've got our own nuts too that'll fire it right back in Knoxville, just like Knoxville fired at us. So don't just want to say it's coming from one direction. And it gets out of hand at times. But you know why it does that? It's because people care. There's a passion when it comes to these two programs. And again, want to tell you it's better than the other one. That's passion, right? That's people that care. And you harness that, and you do it because of those two fan bases. Take out the ugly.
That's right.
Right? That's what college basketball, that's what it's all about, the rivalries. And how many real rivalries does Memphis have left? John, Louisville doesn't think of you as one anymore. I know we'd like to still consider that a rivalry. They don't consider you one. How many of these were that really get the blood boiling are left? And so the idea again that and I tell you again, I think most of this for Barnes rooted in what was done to Tubby Smith. The idea that you're going to just throw all that away, like it doesn't matter, like it wouldn't matter to either program. John's right. Both can go on. The birds are going to keep whistling, but you can both be better having it. And I think it's selfish on the part of what I think is clearly Rick Barnes here. Like I said, I think Penny would still play it to cancel it you felt like your friend got crossed when you know the situation.
Or,
you know, Memphis was begging for this. It wasn't going to work with Tubby.
Or let's say it's not about Tubby. Let's say it's about the events of last year.
It's easy to pin it on that. It's easy to pin it on that.
But like
and I'll give you, you want to say that cemented it for you, Rick Barnes, go ahead. But I know I bet you for a fact. It's rooted. He made that decision when Tubby got fired.
This is not. But this is not
Tubby
the United
walking back
Nations
and forth to the administration building 2 days in a row to get the axe. Remember how that was done.
We're not talking about the United Nations here. We're talking about college sports. So since when was diplomacy something that we took into consideration as to whether or not to continue a series? This is ridiculous.
I'm tired of the.
This is crazy.
I'm tired of just the penny excuse because look, this is where I started too last year. I started with, did Penny really need to do that? But then I went back and listened, and all those folks that are denying it, Brad gave me the audio on the action. You can hear him talk about flopping as their style. And so if that's the way Penny took it, it had been mentioned before. Flopping came out of Barnes' mouth. I know no one in Knoxville wants to acknowledge this, but Brad sent me the audio. I heard it myself. And so what you can't tell is Penny Hardaway how to feel about this. There's this narrative that he fired first. No, flopping came out of Barnes' mouth, and that's – again, you can go back and forth on how Penny responded,
right?
But it came from that.
Yep.
So how can we, are we going to sit here and talk about how Penny was, he felt offended by it.
Yep.
And it jumps out and starts from there. We can go back and forth on the fight and all that stuff.
Yep.
But again,
yep.
I would tell you again, John, Rick would be fooling himself there because the flopping came out of his mouth. So this idea that, it's just big, bad Memphis talking, just thug Memphis talking crazy, they don't deserve us, is ridiculous.
Oh, I hate that.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
As if it's some kind of reward for Tennessee to play Memphis in basketball.
Don't get me started.
You know?
But again, there's some – it's because people care that they go that far.
No, it's true.
And the caring is why the series should continue. Because mostly, again, you get the Twitter fingers, all that, those fools, right? We know the majority of both fan bases are reasonable folks, good folks that just want to see a great game between two rival schools. And I tell you right now, like you're looking around for, you keep rescheduling Ole Miss, hoping that's going to be UAB still on the schedule, hoping that one can still, none of them do, you know? And again, why throw away one that we know is one? One we don't have to sit here back and forth and say, well, I think that could be a good rivalry. We know this one is, and it's a shame that at least for now, looks like it'll be, and probably for the while Rick Barnes is the coach.
Well,
I would imagine
because you're right. Like if it was up to Penny, this series can. Like I think what happened last year, you think back to 2008, right? That 1-2 for a long time, that game was the most watched game in college basketball history. Like it was an unbelievable atmosphere. It was an unbelievable environment. Two really 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 good teams, and now. You fast forward 10 years later, Memphis has crawled out of this sort of sludge that they were in for so long. Tennessee has gotten through a couple, tough hires, and now they're having top five recruiting classes. They're getting five-star players.
It's amazing, and a credit to Barnes, the job he's done there.
And we're going to say, I just want to make sure we're going to say, because Penny Hardaway used a profanity in a press conference, that is why Tennessee wants to run away from this series.
It's easy to do that because that fits there, right there. their narrative of Memphis and its people, John, that it fits that easy narrative to do it that way.
Yeah.
But if you open your eyes and are honest with yourself, you know that's clearly not what went down.
To me, that made the series better. To me, that moment made the series more entertaining and more interesting, because if it would have just been Rick Barnes and Tubby Smith just yucking it up all the whole time and saying, oh, he's such a great coach, and yeah, he's such a great coach.
And Rick going 3-0.
Well, that's another part about it, is that there's no question. Rick Barnes loved the idea of playing Tubby Smith three times, because it very likely would have meant three wins for sure. You know,
I mean, Tubby, good coach, might have won a couple of them. But you guys realize where that was going with
absolutely.
The way Barnes was recruiting,
absolutely.
And the way Tubby was recruiting to Memphis.
You know, I think
come on to my recruiting room at my house.
What you very clearly have here to me is, you know, you have a coach on one side and Rick Barnes who just does not appreciate the way that Penny Hardaway goes about doing his job, and you know, that's
again. I would tell you the majority of it is how Tubby was done, and the Penny thing has just cemented it for him. Now I'll give you. I don't think it's unfair if you want to believe that the Penny your disdain or that distaste, maybe a better way to put it, for Penny Hardaway the way he does his business is it. I'm not going to say you're wrong on that,
right?
Because I'm certain it's part of the makeup,
no doubt,
in terms of the percentages. But
it goes into a pot.
I'm just not hearing enough. Everybody's putting it on this very easily, and Vols fans are doing it, and Memphis fans are doing it. It was because of this game. When I tell you, a lot of this going to be because of the way that Tubby Smith was done.
Well,
remember how this thing was brought back out of their friendship.
You know, I know Phil Fulmer probably doesn't fiddle.
He don't give a damn
with basketball.
He's looking at it as you're still Memphis. That you know, back when I was coach.
But I think this requires a presidential intervention. Like I think it is that important of a series to continue. Like I think at some point, whether it's Rudd and the president of Tennessee or the chancellor, or whatever.
I don't know if it's that important.
You know, I mean, I do.
It should
for revenue and for interest.
If they matter to you, like you say they do. Right? Because, again, you're going to have a sold-out building wherever you play the damn thing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a non-conference. Now, I know Tennessee has some non-conference games, too. But, like, you know, I think it's too important to let fall by the wayside. Like, I think it is a series in college basketball. You don't have that many great – you don't have many great non-conference rivalries, period, in college basketball. Like, you have Kentucky-Louisville, you know. Yeah. I mean, what else? What are the other great ones?
What's Memphis's best rivalry after Tennessee? Cincy?
I guess so. I mean, I guess that's who you'd say.
I guess they consider you, you know, right up there for them.
But, yeah.
Again.
Houston, maybe, but it ain't like
that's
you know.
Still developing.
Yeah.
Like, get back to me.
Yeah. So I mean, I agree. And putting Arkansas back on the schedule ain't the same. You know, I mean, it ain't the same as it used to be.
No, because that program's not.
Ole Miss.
Not nearly
no,
the same.
Ole Miss isn't. You know, Ole Miss.
We keep trying with that.
Yeah, but I mean, to me, that's a fruitless exercise. To me, that's where's that going? I mean, Ole Miss at their best. You know, where's that going?
There are Ole Miss people here that care, but there's no passion and fire you feel with this one.
It just isn't. You know, that's not what they do at Oxford. They don't do basketball.
It's a shame, but
you know,
again, expected. But again, like I said, you'll hear a lot of people pinning this on this game and sort of Memphis's behavior. I'll tell you, that's some caca right there.
Caca?
Yeah. That's going way back, bro.
Yeah, well, that's
this was decided on
Spanish
when Rick Barnes saw his buddy going back and forth the administration building a couple times in 2 days about to get fired, and he's just like the rest of the nation saying Tubby's getting done wrong. Rick believes so too. I'm done with them.
I curse in English on this show, and you curse in Spanish. I mean, it's just one of the it's a full spectrum on this show. But I really do hope, you know, I really hope that there are cooler heads that prevail. Oh, man,
cooler heads prevailing.
You know, that this series continues and goes on, because I think it's too good. We're gonna take your calls on this later in the show. Get your opinion on Memphis and Tennessee in this series possibly being over after next year. But before we do that, Nick DePaul is going to join us. We'll talk to him about getting to see everything Penny's got going on here at Memphis, his brand, and more. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadega's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com. Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is Gary Parrish reminding you that this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is common, but still bad. The good news, American Standard Foundation, they can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks, your instincts might be to just ignore them the same way in lots of ways. But trust me, it's a dumb approach to this very specific problem, because once you see the cracks, the real damage is on the way. Could be weeks, could be months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse, or you can wait, but then you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home, look above your garage, see if you see cracks. I hope you don't, but if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. Just visit asfoundationrepair.com, click the lintel lift tab, or give them a call, 901-390-5568.
That's the crunch of Papa John's brand new garlic parmesan crust. Fresh, never frozen original dough topped with parmesan and Papa John's famous garlic sauce. If Pavlov's dog went crazy over a bell, imagine the tizzy it'd throw over this crunch. Get a one-topping pizza with the new garlic parmesan crust for just $10. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Hi, I'm Shayna, a service tech at Pep Boys. It's important your vehicle is ready to get you and your family through the holidays safely. With nearly 1,000 service and tire centers nationwide, you can depend on the Pep Boys pros to keep you and your vehicle safe. And during this holiday season, Pep Boys is proud to partner with the Marine Toys for Tots program. Bring in a Toys for Tots donation to any Pep Boys and receive a text-in code for a discount off select purchases and services as a thank you for your generosity. Message and data rates may apply. Add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Dell's biggest Black Friday ever starts now. Save up to 50% on Windows 10 laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers and a huge selection of electronics with low monthly payments, plus get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business technology advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/SB Black Friday.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Fast, reliable internet. it's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Nick DiPaola covers the shoe industry for ESPN. He was in town not too long ago getting a tour of the basketball facility. Tigers are featured on Sneaker Center on ESPN Plus. You can check that out now. He joins us now. Nick, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, as pleasure. Always, love to have you on. So you got on down to Memphis and you checked out the practice facility. Before we get into the shoes and sort of the legacy of Penny and everything like that, what did you think of the basketball facility, man?
I'm not going to lie. I was pretty taken aback. We were in Boston at the Celtics facility about a week before that, and it was right on par, if not better. Just from the different lounges to the weight room area to the, of course, facility on the main floor. It's just a really impressive facility and a guy that you could get a sense all the guys just love coming in at all hours of the night and getting their work in.
What floor is the Nick DiPaola room on? Because this guy gives you all kind of inside access. What floor is your office on?
Well, my favorite room would probably be the Penny room, which is kind of this atrium that has a bunch of shoes that Penny's, of course, known for, and a couple of which I helped design back in the Soul Collector days. So that's going to be the biased awesome. Choice for sure.
That's awesome.
So tell awesome. Us about the Penny room, because that is sort of a featured part of this piece. Can you hear that when you walk in? Is there a chorus of angels singing when you walk into the Penny room?
Well, the thing about the Penny room is that there's a hallway that you go from the weight room or the main lobby through, and so you have to cross it to go to the court. And so there's basically on both sides, Penny's 1 through 4, along with the composites, along with the Zoom rookie shoe. And then there's kind of a cool current Tigers uniform, number 25, along with the original Memphis State style uniform that Penny wore when he was there. So it's a really cool setup, and hopefully if you get a chance to check out the episode, you could kind of sense Penny's pride in the room as
yep.
well.
Yep.
No doubt. So the episode sort of it kind of just feels like it's kind of going through, you know, what Penny has meant to basketball, what he's meant to sort of the shoe industry. Press is a Chua you have featured in this piece, and he basically says, you know, Penny is what every basketball player wants to be. From being in Memphis and talking, was that kind of just echoed throughout the program, you know, Penny and just guys looking up to hit what he's built brand-wise and just sort of who he is?
Yeah, I think obviously you have a mix of just the really highly touted guys that got recruited this year and the class they have, and those guys all want to get to where Penny was in the league. And then you have guys like Alex and some other guys just from the area. That was, for me, the most fun part of being out there was Penny and I went back to Lester Middle. We went back through Treadwell, and we kind of went, you know, where he grew up. And so some of these kids have walked the same hallways, and just kind of the advice they've gotten from Penny over the years is a big selling point.
Nick, I've probably asked you a version of this question, but I'm really curious to get the full answer. What's been the key for you to just unlocking Penny the way you have? What I found fascinating is how close, how inside he lets you get. I don't want to say he doesn't trust media, even here locally, but he rarely, and I know you know, he doesn't let that guard down the way he has with you. You've been inside the house. You've been doing this for over a decade for y'all's relationship. Just what's the key? Is it the common ground, the love of shoes? What do you think it is?
Well, I first met Penny in 2008, and he was super generous in letting us just hang out at the house the whole night for a cover shoot for Soul Collector magazine at the time. And it was our 25th issue and our 5th anniversary issue. So for us, it was really important that we had him on that cover, because I think for a lot of people in the sneaker community, you know, you take Michael out and Penny's the top guy. Just the shoes that had so much impact when they first released. And so that was kind of the starting point. And then when Nike revived his line around 2011, we were working on a 5-shoe pack that was part of a Las Vegas launch event to launch the Zoom Rookie. So and that event was pretty awesome, and I think to this day something he really enjoys.
Yeah.
So I think it was kind of those two things, and then just always making sure to chronicle the shoes as they dropped.
You know, you've known Penny for so long, and you've covered Penny quite extensively. When you come down to Memphis, I mean, was there anything that you learned that you didn't already know? Like, was there anything new that you found out by being here and sort of seeing him operate, you know, as a Division I basketball coach that maybe you didn't from before?
Well, that was one thing that I thought was interesting was I've only ever seen him in person coaching the Lester kids. And that's obviously a totally different dynamic of just kind of being like father figure slash guidance of the game, but not to the stakes of what it is now. And I think you're starting to see his intensity and his love for the details come out a little more. And I also think it's really cool the dynamic that he and Mike Miller have, where if a guy is struggling, like they both kind of have that sense as a former player, you know, when to kind of pick them up and how to push them along. So, you know, we shadowed the practice for a couple of days there, and I definitely like what I've seen. I know it's early in his coaching career, but I think he's definitely on the right track.
We talked about how Penny's got that. You have to have that it factor, right, to last as long, this brand to be as strong as his is. What do you think of Jaws? You wrote about his when he signed that rookie deal with Nike. He didn't look at anyone else. We thought that was fascinating. You lay that out, how it was Nike or bust, really. What do you think of his, like, star potential? I know it's early, Nick, but, man, he sure seems like he's got some of that it factor.
It's early, but at the same time, it's not. You know, I think last year with like Luka and Trae Young, you could kind of get a sense that those guys were out to a great start. And with Ja, that's definitely the case. The thing that Brooks looks for is guys that have on their hands. And for him as a point guard, the way he's dunking on guys and attempting to dunk on guys, which sometimes was scary, like we saw a couple weeks back. You know, there's kind of an electricity to his game that you don't often see. And I think that's going to be interesting as the brand goes along. And I think for Nike, you know, they have 6 signature shoes right now. But I think he's going to have a shot in about 3 to 4 years to maybe be one of those next guys.
I wondered. Big time.
Interesting.
Huge.
And then saw you tweet about this last night. Luka Doncic, like you mentioned, he was wearing some Under Armours last night. He was wearing Under Armour. It was the first time that he's not been wearing Nike. He is a free agent. How in demand is Luka?
I mean, he's usually in demand. I think there's an intrigue of him over because of the Europe factor. And then he's just got, like, the one thing about his game is he's kind of fearless. You know, he wants to take the last shot. He wants the ball in his hands, and that's something that brands look for, too. So you've got Puma, Under Armour, Adidas, a lot of those brands in the mix. A lot of Chinese brands are already checking in as well. Basically, his deal expired October 1st. He's done pregame warmups in Curry 7s once before and Air Jordan 34s once before. But last night was the first time he didn't play a game in Nikes, and he ended up having a career high and a triple-double. So it was kind of wild.
Yep, there's no doubt. Luka is a stud, no question about it. Hey, Nick, man, we appreciate the time as always,
man.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Yep. He is Nick DePaul. He covers the shoe industry for ESPN. Obviously, he was down here in Memphis a couple months ago doing the majority of that work on ESPN Plus. Now, what's interesting about ESPN Plus is that you remember there was supposed to be this documentary, right? Like, there was supposed to be this documentary that was produced by Spring Hill, LeBron's company, that was supposed to debut on the 12th, but that was a week ago. I don't think it has. I don't think the documentary has debuted. I don't know what the sort of holdup is, but maybe I can.
But they're still working.
Oh,
I've seen the cameras.
Yeah, I mean.
They were there when Wiseman comes running in there out of the courtroom. Did you see their cameras then?
Yeah.
Like,
so,
they've been around. They're
so
still,
maybe they're just, you know, maybe they're kind of just putting it together. Maybe the events of last
that's
week.
That's what I wonder. If it's kind of,
but
sort of
doesn't that make
the,
it kind of more interesting? I don't know. You know?
Heck yeah, it does.
But maybe
I wondered if it changed the way you present it, if it's now, you know, Memphis basketball 19, fight
right,
the power.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It changes the tone a little bit, huh? Yeah, so you got to go back to the cutting room floor, as they say.
Maybe.
But I'd be interested to see
They got all that footage. I imagine at some point we're gonna see it.
Yeah, when that debuts. So anyway, yeah, I mean it is gonna be interesting. Luka is, you know, I mean he's baby LeBron without the size and the athleticism. You know, as Kendrick Perkins said. Rudy Gobert had a good night last night. Double for him.
People triggered that the Kendrick will not pronounce his name correctly.
Or will he call it Luka?
Do you think that was a deal where it was just, you know,
I just don't
his
think
name is Cassius Clay and I'm going to keep calling him that. I'm not doing Muhammad Ali.
Or is
that just a deal where he reads words literally, you know, phonetically and sees Gobert?
Well, then explain his pronunciation of Luka Doncic. Explain that one.
Again, when you're talking about defensive players of the year and rookies, you know, and
you got to earn your name. You know, you got to earn your pronunciation.
But I know, you know, Kendrick was all about getting under your skin, so I didn't know, too, if that was part of it.
I don't know. It's but anyway, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how much he gets, you know, because he is marketable.
Well, him and then your next one, the next big one, John Morant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right, he's got the – you heard DePaula? It's not just the electricity, right, and the ball. He will try to dunk on people.
Yep.
Kids love that. Kids want to wear those shoes because, quite frankly, they think when they put those shoes on, it makes them makes them jump higher.
That's
and
right.
That's how you start a brand like this.
That's right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to take your calls on Memphis, Tennessee, and you know, what feels like the end of this series. 535-377-6535-ESPN. What are your thoughts on the Memphis, Tennessee series potentially ending after next year? 535-377-6535-ESPN. Your calls when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years, one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made stance shirts, and now it's where I get my custom-made stance pants because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made stance pants, and here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about Stant custom shirts, 3 measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stant and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. 3 measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best fitting pant on the planet. You choose 5 pocket jean style dress pant. Many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a 2-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Oh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more with help from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
If you've been in a car crash or suffered an injury, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Almost always, the person refusing to pay you is not the person who caused the injury. It's their insurance company, State Farm, Geico, Allstate, and the like. They make billions and billions of dollars by keeping as much money as they can in their own pockets. Big companies with the deepest pockets and an army of lawyers, literally thousands. But at Morgan & Morgan, we too have an army of lawyers. And you know what else? Many of our lawyers came from the same insurance companies we now fight against. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, our army will fight like hell for you. Just dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
This is happening. I'm sitting at my standing desk, not necessarily looking at celebrity gossip, when Kevin bursts in.
The new homepage module is supposed to go live this month, Deirdre, and the dev team's backed up for weeks.
Kevin's solution is to sweat through his shirt. I hop on Upwork and hire a web dev agency with a flawless success rating, because the new module will be getting done. And thanks to Upwork, this is happening.
Oh, you got this under control.
Oh, Kevin, as a matter of fact, I do.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know I never meant to let you down, would have gave you anything, would have gave you.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 92.9 breaking news, powered by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. One of the greatest artists of our generation, Post Malone, coming to Memphis again. This time, I believe he's going to be at FedEx Forum.
So it, big time.
This joint's going to the... Post Malone is big time. My boy David Caffey bought some flip-flops. Or no. Some Crocs. Some Post Malone Crocs. For like $50 on his website. They sold out in like 5 minutes. He flipped them for like $350.
Crocs?
Yes, Crocs.
Is it just because they're Post Malone Crocs?
Yes, able to flip yes. Okay. Post Malone Crocs.
Can't just flip any old Crocs.
Nah, dude is big time.
Okay.
Dude is big time. I bet his show is fun, but I just feel like the concert goers smell. Like, I just feel like nobody uses deodorant if they listen to Post.
You're stereotyping.
That's wrong of me, isn't it?
Very much.
All right, 535-3776-535-ESPN. What do you think about Post Malone coming to Memphis? No, that's not what I meant. What do you think about Tennessee and Memphis possibly ending their series after next year? We go to Tom. Tom, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I think in honor of Post Malone, Don, you got to go get some face tattoos.
I will. I'll get Ken Palm on my ass.
No, face tattoos.
That's precious real estate there, baby. What's going on, Tom?
You know, this whole thing is it's a lot of drama. I agree on both ends. You know, one, I think Benny's got a – you know, I think he kind of came across with the Memphis mentality. Memphis always seems to have a chip on their shoulder, and I think he portrayed that. And Rick Barnes and us Tennessee fans, we kind of think we're a little bit above Memphis. But it's a good series. I live in Memphis. I love being able to go to the Forum and watch the game without having to drive 6 hours and it's been a competitive series. Overall, I think it's good for both teams. It's good for recruiting. It puts Tennessee in Memphis and Memphis in Knoxville. So good teams come out of both. I think maybe in another year, you know, things will calm down and level heads will subside and we can keep this thing going.
Hey, Tom, I appreciate the call, man. That was awesome. Appreciate it, man.
Okay.
Yep, that was a Tennessee fan there. You know,
I've had a couple, at least one tweet to me.
You know,
that
and that was like
going on, and that's what I'm telling you.
Very reasonable.
I think that's the majority of Tennessee fans, not just this. Yeah. You know, so this loud version that you get on Twitter.
Exactly, and that's a good lesson, isn't it? 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Butch in Cordova. Butch, you're on.
What's going on, guys?
Yo,
what's
up, Butch. Bro?
I'm like the last call. Well, I'm a Tiger fan, and I'm just like the last call. You know, as Memphians, we just get tired of the Tennessee Vol fans, you know, just looking down on us, calling us Tiger High and all that stuff. And they act like, really, they're just scared to play us, but they always use the excuse like, well, we don't need to play them. Especially they use that excuse in football, and I just think it's ridiculous. And I just don't understand why the series keeps on discontinuing and they come back on and discontinue again within the last, like, 20 years. I just don't understand it. Really, Rick Barnes is being a coward. I mean, the only reason why he started that series is because he thought he could be able to manhandle Covey's teams from him on out, but the game changer was when Penny became the coach. So, like John was mentioning earlier, they just need to go above the AD, above Fulmer. Rudd probably needs to talk to the president over there at Knoxville and just try to continue the series because it's great for both schools, TV ratings and everything. So,
no doubt.
They just need to continue. Yep. So, Also, guys, don't y'all think it's crazy? I want to mention another thing about the NCAA, how much they hate us. Isaiah Stokes still haven't got cleared, but every other kid got cleared back in August and September, but his file is still haven't been brought to attention. Don't y'all think that's just crazy?
Well,
on top of the James Wise and stuff.
Butch, thanks for the call. I can assure you, Isaiah is not the only person that's waiting on his waiver, but I wouldn't hold my breath after the events of the last couple of weeks.
Memphis need to put it in the settlement.
Yeah, exactly. It needs to be a negotiating chip. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, you're on.
What's up, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Tiger fan, not the kind that drink the Kool-Aid all the time. You know, I'm going to be honest. But I don't really care whether they play Tennessee or not, to be honest with you. But if I'm not mistaken, many years ago when Memphis wasn't playing Tennessee on the schedule in football and basketball, I think the governor at the time did some kind of executive order where Memphis started back playing UT. Do anyone of you guys remember that?
I do not remember an executive order.
It may not be an executive order like the president, but it was something that he probably interjected between the universities, and they started back playing. But for me, I can care less. I mean, Tennessee really is irrelevant to me.
Okay.
I hear you on that.
I can respect that, Ronnie. Thanks for the call.
535-3776-535-ESPN.
I'm on record. Like, I'm not trying to play poker here. Like, I think the series should go on forever. I think it should be a lifetime contract.
I've said I like these regional rivalries when the other program is good. And I'm fine with discontinuing them when the other program is not good, when it doesn't help you.
Right.
Both programs are good right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Let's go to Jody. Jody, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
Good, brother. Man. What's up?
All right. First thing first, I just want to say, if you got to fight somebody, you always going to choose the smallest person in the room. And that's what Rick Barnes was doing when he decided to want to play against Tubby Smith.
Interesting.
He wanted to go against Tubby Smith because he knew that's where he was going to get his wins at. And then when he seen Penny Hardaway come in, and we lost last year, but we fought him, though.
Only by 10, and to your point.
Now we got weapons, and he understand that for the next couple of years, it ain't going to be as easy as he thought it was going to be. So, of course, he don't want to fight no more. And second, we don't need Tennessee. We'll play Louisville, Arkansas. We can get Vanderbilt. We can get Michigan. We can play whoever we want to play. F Tennessee, for real.
Jody, appreciate the call, man. They might be able to get Michigan. I could see Juwan Howard and Penny starting a series. That'd be cool. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on.
Hey, guys. Well, I say, man, I do drink the blue Kool-Aid, man, a big glass of it. And, you know, the Tennessee series, man, I grew up watching that. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember. I was just reminiscing about the ball hadn't even been tipped. I think it was Elliot Williams and Tayshaun Prince.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name, but it's his cousin. I mean, the ref had to get in between them, man. I mean,
JP Prince.
Yeah, that's who it was. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just a rivalry, man. And I think money talks. And I think that they'll step in and continue the series.
Man, I hope so.
Yep.
I hope you're right, brother.
Yeah, I think you're right. Thanks for the call, Dennis. 535-3776-535-ESPN. What do you think about Memphis-Tennessee series? Do you care if it ends? Should it be continued at all costs? Let's go to Sean. Sean, you're on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm actually a Vols fan living here in Memphis. And I want the Memphis-Tennessee series to go on forever. Just like you said, John, it should be a lifetime contract. I don't think it's Rick Barnes being scared of Penny. I think that Rick Barnes looks at it as an opportunity. What I do think that Rick Barnes doesn't really have time for is the antics off the court from last year. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. As a Vols fan, I could completely get what Memphis was or what Penny was doing. It was an opportunity to get them. They were already on the map, but to make the product better. It was an opportunity Penny took advantage of. Rick Barnes does not really look at that with a smile. He didn't really take too kindly to that last year. I'm not saying what Penny did was wrong. I am saying Rick Barnes didn't like it too much, and he doesn't want to deal with that every year. It's not on the court. I think that both teams would love to play each other. I just don't think Rick Barnes wants to deal with the antics every year. Take from that what you will, but I think that's the reason why Rick Barnes now doesn't look at this like he once did as the opportunity that it truly should be. So that's why I think Rick Barnes doesn't want to do it. On my personal end, I would love to play y'all every year. I think it would be amazing for that to be on the schedule. But I think it's what happened off the court more than what could potentially happen on the court that cost us this series beyond next year.
Sean, appreciate the call, man. And I would say, again, like, I think there's a lot of truth to what he said about the way Rick Barnes sort of perceived what Penny did. But I would say this is not the United Nations, man. You know, this is not something that requires – Diplomacy.
I don't think Penny took too kindly to Barnes saying flopping is their style.
No doubt about that.
And for Vols fans that say that didn't happen, it's just not true. We can send you the actual audio. It did happen. And Barnes said that's their style. So, again, Penny's reaction was much of it based off that, the FU and all that. If Penny wants to take it that way, that Barnes basically said, well, their style's flopping, you can be offended by that. The idea that he just bucked right with no whatsoever, not feeling no reason to feel offended is ludicrous because, again, we heard it with our own ears. Had Brad send me the audio, I can send it to anybody who wants it.
Yep. Let's go to Don in Cordova. Don, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
Hey, just to let you know, I really don't care if it ends or not.
I get that.
We needed Tennessee years ago just for football to try to get the football team kind of, you know, that we play you in basketball. They play us in
You're
football
right, that's
kind of
done.
Thing.
Yeah, that's
and that was really the only reason why we really needed the series. They needed us in basketball. We needed them in football. But I think now everything's kind of turned a little bit to where it's in the Tigers' favor. So screw them. I mean, we don't really need them. Just develop a rivalry with somebody else. I think it's tons of teams in NCAA that we could play.
You bring up a great point about using
Don,
sort
thanks
of
for the call,
Memphis
man.
Having in the past needed to use that sort of the relationship to bolster up football to get it. But it does, you don't need that anymore.
Right.
You know, that's not part of the equation anymore. Would you like to still have them? Heck yeah. I'd still like to, you know.
I don't know, man.
But like, you don't need them. You don't need Tennessee football the way you did at one point.
I still think the series has great value. Like, I mean, I really do. Like, I just, that's where I'm at on. Let's go to my man, John Bryant. John, what's going on, man?
Guys, what's up? I love your show. Listen to you every day.
Thank you, sir. That means a lot, man. Thank you.
You guys are great. All right, so here's the deal. As a Mississippi State, I'm not going to get into all the regional rivalry because everybody else has been talking about that. So, but as a Mississippi State fan, I would want either one of these teams on my schedule every year. The committee at the end of the season, you know, that one non-conference opponent that's a quality win, even if you lose, it still ups your KenPom, your strength of schedule, all that stuff. And I can tell you this year I'm not happy about our non-conference schedule. But, it, you know, you have that one game that maybe can take you over the top at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And exactly. Both teams right now are in a position where seeding matters. No
Absolutely.
Question with where
and you get
are.
Rewarded for scheduling tough opponents, like you mentioned.
Right.
You know, so – I definitely think it behooves both programs. John, appreciate
Keep
the call,
the great
man.
Work
great work.
Too.
Love your show. See you guys.
Yep. Yeah. Let's go to Matt, who's in Louisville. Matt, you're on. Can we get a game with Louisville and Memphis again?
Oh, they really don't care about us.
Dude, I want it there. I want it. And I'm just gonna keep this short and simple. Rick Barnes can get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Come on, dog.
Well,
I know people. Maybe I've empowered people to think that it's okay to curse on this show, but it is not.
We moved
in fact,
on. We've
moved
past that.
That was 2 weeks ago, guys. All right,
we got a vet back there on the.
By
dump
the way,
button.
If you hear it on the stream is not filtered. The delay works for over.
Everything. My wife asked me about that the other.
Did
day.
We get fined for the stream? We can't control that.
No, that's the internet is not FCC. It's
okay,
FCC
good.
Strict.
Do
as
we
are,
do we have the best dump button man in the business? Right
I think
now?
We do. I think okay. We do. Ain't nothing getting past him.
And don't consider that a test, ladies
don't
and
know.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly. Please do not. 535-3776-535 ESPN. Let's go to William. William, you're on.
Hey, guys. I want to echo on the previous caller, but a couple calls ago when the guy trying to pick up a rivalry, and I want to know what you guys thought about possibly getting Arkansas and having a rivalry with Arkansas.
I wouldn't mind it if Arkansas was relevant right now, right? If they were a top 25 program, but with them down and trying to get back, I don't know that it gives you any – Yes, you'd have a few fans remember the old days, and they get excited about it, but where's the value right now? Get them back in the top 25, and I'm all the way down to sign up.
All right, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, William. 535-3776-535 ESPN. Should the Memphis and Tennessee series be continued no matter what? We go to Scotty. Scotty, you're on.
Hey, I think it should be continued as a Tennessee fan. I've already tweeted and kind of had it back and forth with Jason a little bit. With that and football, I think they should pick up doing every 4 years like they used to. I miss that game. But I don't see where fans think they're saying Barnes is scared because it ain't like Barnes ain't out there recruiting. Hell, if anything, Penny talking about Barnes so much has got kids to look at Tennessee more and got a number four recruiting class, which Tennessee's never done. Signed multiple five stars in a class, which Tennessee rarely ever does. I mean, they got Jaden Springer, and Memphis wanted him. So I mean, I don't think Tennessee is scared. I want basketball to be every year, and they start rotating football back in, because I think that, I mean, as living in Memphis as a Tennessee fan, I love being able to go down to Liberty Bowl or the Forum.
Exactly. Like, there are Tennessee fans that live in Memphis that don't want to necessarily drive 6 hours across state to have to watch their team. You know, there's incentive for Tennessee too.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love going to Knoxville, but it's a lot simpler living in Bartlett, driving, you know, 20-25 minutes.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
It should continue, but Barnes being old and stuck in his ways is probably going to kill it, unfortunately.
Yep. Scotty, thanks for
the call. Scotty.
535-377-6535-ESPN. Let's go to Obi. Obi, you're on.
Hey, I'm just an overall Memphis fan, but from a money aspect and just bragging rights, keep series going. But overall, we really don't need him. And to a point, he can go holler at John Howe, get a series going with Michigan, or holler at Coach K, get something going with Duke. It's just how I feel about it.
Well, you ain't getting a series with Duke. I'd say it.
But I'm with you on not needing them, though. You ain't completely. You can find somebody else.
I'm just saying, don't discard Tennessee because you think you're getting Duke, because that ain't happening.
Hey, anything possible?
I don't think that's possible, but appreciate the call anyway, though.
Does Gonzaga get you up? Right? Like Tennessee does? No.
Right, exactly.
But was the series useful?
Yes.
Absolutely it was.
Yes.
So you can go out and find something that's useful, maybe
it's
even
true.
More so.
It's true. Let's go to who are we going to?
Andrew.
Andrew, you're on.
Hey, man, all this blasphemy on my coach is getting me a little heated over here, man. I need to cool it. Talking bad about Coach Rick Barnes now.
What is the blasphemy?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.